It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. And don't forget to mark your calendars for August 29th. They've got their primetime business expo coming up that afternoon at University Place. Get more on the town of Chapel Hill at townofchapelhill.org. And we've got the mayor, Pam Heminger, here in the studio to catch up on town business. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah. There's a lot of town business. You know, this is supposed to be the middle of the summer.
Well, we just apparently have so much going on. We don't want to slow down for the summer, but we're doing good stuff. This 4th of July celebration was amazing. And a round of applause. I think every town department was involved in this planning. A big shift from being at Keenan Stadium to being in Southern Community Park area. Getting a lot of positive feedback about all the different components of it. Just love hearing that. We're met to talk about the tweaks that need to work out, to plan to do it again there in the future. But what a wonderful celebration of a lot of people coming together, a lot of Chapel Hillians coming together and to celebrate that way. And you could see it from other parts of this. We're learning more about that now from the town. We had hoped that would be the case. We want to be able to advertise those other places just to watch the fireworks and still have family-friendly events. There were people over at Culbra. There were people over at Carrboro High School. There were people at Fetzer Field, I understand. So if you have places you were that you saw it that you want to tell us about, we'd be happy to hear
that.
That's
cool, yeah.
So because we were trying to make them tall enough so high, up high enough everyone could see. But
I thought the venue was so much better. Like
you can move around and talk to people and be there and celebrate. Yeah.
I think at this point now I can say that while the fireworks show is always great, I was never a huge fan of Keenan because you go, you sit down, you watch the show, and that's it. But Southern Village, you go, you set your blanket down, you can go grab some ice cream or a burger and come back and walk around. And yeah, there's just so much more to do.
And it was fun hearing from Southern villagers who live there that they loved all the people coming and parking their cars and walking through the neighborhood and seeing the whole community show up. So it was really good. So
awesome.
Yay! So
cool.
That was really good. We're having our North-South Bus Rapid Transit meeting starting tomorrow morning with a council work session and then public open houses start. Please check the web. We've got a lot of them going on. They're going to be on Saturday and Sunday at the Franklin Hotel. Please check the web. But this is really, really important. We want to be able to submit for a federal grant in August. We need to be able to submit the grant. We're at 30% design. That doesn't mean we know all of it. So we want public feedback. We want public to tell us what they want to see and to give us that feedback so we can make sure that we submit the best proposal that the community wants to have.
And it's going to be Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 10 to noon for an input session and then 1 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday afternoon, so you can come to the Franklin Hotel all weekend long for that. Are there specific questions that need to be answered?
Do we have the stops in the right places? Is this what people are thinking? Does this really look like what they thought it was going to look like? And just, we've had consultants working on it and our staff working on it, so we want, now again, it's at 30%, so we want to make sure before we get farther down the path that we're on the right path, so we want people to come. And then the council's having a special meeting about this at 5:30 on
Monday.
Gosh, I'm sorry. Today's Thursday. So that is going on. I wanted to share with you some good news from Food for the Summer. Mm-hmm. Last week, we delivered almost 1,100 meals. And we've added on offering breakfast at Northside for the siblings of the kids who are coming to the new program, the Read to Achieve. We have a lot of extracurricular things going on with these kids. The Reading Partners is going to groups on Wednesdays and helping the kids pick out books, play games. They had a competitive game of Uno going at Airport Gardens yesterday.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun. We understand they wanted to go. We have a bicycle repair guy going around to help out, to talk to kids about that.
That's new this year, isn't it?
Yeah, we're doing popsicle stick harmonicas at sites today. We're just doing all kinds of things. The volunteers just keep coming up with great ideas.
How do you make a harmonica out of a popsicle stick?
We'll see how that looks when it comes back out. So trying to give some more enrichment to the kids. It's hot, and we want them to get good nutrition, but also have things to do when they come. And we're getting a lot of good repeat people coming back and back. and being part of this, been a lot of repeat volunteers, but we still have room for volunteers. Please go to the website and sign up.
Fruitforthesummer.org.
And spend a couple hours at one of our own community sites interacting with your own community, and the kids would love it, and you're going to get more out of it than the kids do, trust me.
That's absolutely true. Do we have numbers on, like, how many? I know the numbers really fully come in at the end.
Right, yeah, trying to get that. I don't have those in front of me right now, but I just know we were really impressed with how many meals we served specifically last week, so that's really, really good.
Cool.
Yeah, I've been working on some environmental issues as well. I met with some folks from EDF yesterday talking about water quality. Our JLO group is meeting next week with Secretary Regan talking about water quality in the Jordan Lake and all the best practices and how we move forward together.
So and JLO is Jordan Lake.
One Water.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's JLOA. They got rid of the A for some reason. So we've been making really good progress of working together and trying to find best paths forward to really have an impact and to help with water quality. Just, and in general, how to help in the watershed. And, you know, climate change has a lot to do with that as well. It's a fascinating journey of figuring out, and we're very blessed to have the UNC Collaboratorium doing a lot of the field work for us. So these are really, really good conversations. We rolled out composting at Town Hall and the fire station number one there. We want to encourage more people to do this, and we'll be posting where you can do your own composting. We're trying to get that put together and push out as soon as possible. But we took the dive in to start and show and try out. But it was estimated that about 50% of the waste in our town hall is compostable.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the delivery service coming. They leave the bin, and they pick it up every week and take it and do the composting. You can get compost back and put it into a garden, or you can donate it towards a farmer food share thing. This is great, and we're going to tell people there's three places you can compost if you don't want to have your own delivery service. That's the Carborough Farmers Market, Eubanks Road Transfer Station, or whatever we call that there, and the Walnut Grove at the convenience centers. Or you can buy a bin from Orange County or somewhere else and compost in your own yard. Or there are certain organizations doing it themselves. We're working with restaurants through the county to do this, but I've heard that Binkley Baptist is doing composting. Mm-hmm. My family's always composted because we've always had a yard we could do that. Not everybody can do that, but we love it. It reduces your waste so much, and that's really, really important in the long run. But trying to get groups, also restaurants that have takeout containers, to switch to compostable takeout containers is really huge. We have switched our products at Town Hall to be compostable. So if we're having an event at Town Hall or any of the meetings we have, we are now using the compostable cups and forks and all those kinds of things. So
awesome.
we're trying to set a good example, but also make a difference. So those things are involved.
I was actually impressed. We were at the Festival for the Eno last week, Saturday, mm-hmm. 2 days after the 4th of July. So yeah, Saturday. And they have these great compost areas set up and volunteers sitting there next to the compost and the recycling and the trash. Like, this goes here, this goes there. Plastics can be... Some plastics, be compostable.
They're made out of something else.
But they, like, function as plastic cups.
I'm trying to think what they're made of. I'm sorry, I don't have that on the tip of my tongue, but they are actually formulated out of something else that breaks down.
Yeah,
but they look like plastic forks.
Right, and they function like them, and, like, we're there now where we can have that as an option. neither of us are,
And then we're looking at replacing our streetlights with LEDs to reduce our carbon footprint, and that's going to be a huge thing when we get to that. We're working on it. We're trying to figure that all out. So there's a lot of good things, and our staff member, John Richardson, is in charge of all this environmental sustainability, is working with interns and other staff members this summer to roll out what the plan's going to look like. Right now they're gathering the information what other communities have been doing, what would work for us, what the council has said it would like to see. So we're spending a lot of time. That's what we get to spend the summer doing when we don't have meetings, is trying to get the bigger ideas and the forward-thinking stuff put together and out there. So,
speaking with Mayor Pam Heminger, townofchapelhill.org for more information, and get more information about the town council's meeting on Monday, starting at 5:30 to talk about BRT, continuing at 7 to talk about the Green Tract, right?
Yes, that's what I've been working on all week.
Yeah,
bringing this item back to have a discussion to see where we can go. We've been meeting with representatives from all the communities around there, trying to find that common ground. I love the fact that this community really embraces coming together and finding common ground and sharing ideas and seeing what's how we have a better outcome that people can embrace. We don't need to be divisive. There are things that work. We found a lot of common ground this week. We're still formulating that to be ready for Monday and bringing more people back into the table to have these conversations on how we want a plan. We want to make it work. So I'm excited and hopeful that that's what's going to come out of Monday. Don't know yet, so it's still in formulation. But we had, when bringing these groups together, we had common values. We need to be speaking the same language. That's important. And not making assumptions about certain things and not labeling one group having a priority over the other or whatever. It needs to be community driven, and that's the way to do it. Bringing folks together to find that common ground. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, so all of that is on Monday.
And a closed session.
Really? And a closed session afterwards?
Yeah, because we just can't get enough.
You brought sleeping bags, right?
Yeah, I think we did.
Got them stored in the back somewhere.
It'll be good.
One other meeting that's coming up later on this month, and I don't know if the town council is going to be there, but Habitat for Humanity resubmitted the concept plan for Weaver's Grove, the housing development off of Sunrise Road.
Yeah. Yes, excited to see what that looks like as it comes through the system. Yeah. An opportunity to have a lot of affordable housing, so that would be really, really good.
Any update on the development there? I know there was discussions, and then I went out and came back. But I
haven't seen it.
Okay.
It goes through the process of before it comes to us, and once it starts down an SUP or whatever, I can't talk about it. So
gotcha.
If it goes conditional zoning, I can. So I haven't heard what that status is. But I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of outcomes we can have there too.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
Speaking with Mayor Pam Heminger, other things on the town's calendar.
Well, not on the town's calendar, but I did file for re-election.
Oh, so congratulations.
People should be out there looking at the filings. We do have an election cycle coming up. Mm-hmm. It is the filing period, which will end next Friday at noon. And the Carrboro, the town of Chapel Hill, and the town of Hillsboro, and the school board
are all
up. So it'll be, and people don't tend to pay as much attention right now, campaigns and things like that, but it'll be after the end of the summer, it'll get really fired up.
I keep refreshing the page every day to try to find out. And it's going to be interesting, the races for Chapel Hill Town Council and Carrboro Alderman. Like, there's a lot of candidates that have already filed.
Yeah, so it looks good.
So robust conversations through the fall and the typical 42 election candidate forums.
I would really like to work on consolidating those because we're not learning anything new by having 17 last time. I don't think we learned anything new, and it's exhausting for people putting them on, for people having to speak at them. And I really liked, just a shout out to the Chamber and the Sierra Club doing the forum where you got to give thoughtful answers and record yourself in your own environment or wherever you wanted to record yourself, and then people could go click on it
and then the way
leisure.
That's like it's there any time.
That was very informative because you get a feel for the person and if they're speaking the same way you do, and then you go to their website if you were more and wanted to know more versus having to show up at a specific time to hear the same question asked to all, you know, and getting a shoot from the hip answer basically. So I liked the unforum very much. At first, I was a little nervous when I did because it was new. But I'm hopeful they'll do that again, and I'm hoping we can consolidate these other ones because it's hard. I mean, to do all that and feel like you're giving good answers, if that makes sense, or really thoughtful answers would be a better way to put it. Thoughtful answers. So, yeah.
Hopefully good and thoughtful, like overlap pretty well this day and age.
Well, that's true. Happy summer, everybody, and stay cool and enjoy the slower pace, I hope, is coming.
townofchapelhill.org for more information on the Town of Chapel Hill. townofcarborough.org if you want more information on Carrboro, because that's good as well. But Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.